Welcome back, listeners. Ron and Annie and the Car Doctor here. Our next guest has done what they say you should do in the sense of building a better mousetrap. The world will beat a path to your door. Joe DuPont of New Hampshire Oil Undercoating has created several products, a complete line of vehicle protection products. He is the authority in the industry and recognized as such. And we're glad to have him here with us today to tell us how to take better care of that expensive thing in the driveway, our vehicle. Joe, welcome to the Car Doctor. We're glad to have you.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Tell us a little bit about yourself, Joe. How did you start this business? What did you do? Was this the second career, the first career, or what?
My first career, actually, for almost 40 years, was I used to do cabinet resurfacing. So we used to take a cabinet that needed work, and we kind of kept what parts of the cabinet that were still functional and just replaced the parts that needed. And we recycled almost the cabinets. So solving that problem is solving the problem of rust and corrosion kind of in my DNA.
Yeah, saving things got into your blood in a sense.
In a sense it did, yep. Plus the fact that I live in the Northeast, so I experience, my vehicles experience the toxic environment that virtually, the top northern half of the country does.
Right.
And I wasn't immune to corrosion.
Yeah, you and I are both in the Rust Belt, right? Or one of the Rust Belt areas of the country, so we've seen it firsthand how things just tend to rot and fall away.
I spent a lot of money on my vehicles. I did buy vehicles that, the engine would go, if I treated the engine properly, 40% longer than my gas engines. I was losing my vehicle's undercarriage and throwing away a perfectly good motor.
So when we talk about vehicle protection and undercoatings and things to help with rust and corrosion, are your undercoating products, are they do-it-yourself? Can the average listener out there do it, or is it something that has to be professionally applied?
It's not necessary for a professional to apply this, although it helps to have all the right equipment. If you're able to get the vehicle up off the ground and you have access and exposure to, the undercarriage, you're going to probably get more material in places it needs to be. Having professional equipment is also a contributing factor. We do sell, we have the largest selection of rust-proofing equipment in the world. Accessories are all kind of designed to get into the nooks and crannies. We have high pressure, low pressure. We have do-it-yourself kits. There are many people that opt to go that route, and you certainly can. I mean, you're going to have to get the vehicle up off the ground, maybe with some ramps. It's going to be a little bit more work, maybe a little dirty, but you absolutely can apply this product yourself if that's what you're inclined to do.
And is it something that they have to reapply over time? I mean, how long do NHOU undercoating products last?
So we have several products. I mean, if you're coming in with a brand new vehicle, you're going to have the option of a Boss Wax, which is a one-time standalone application. It is applied to all the areas that are exposed, so we can achieve 100% coverage. Oil is applied to the body cavities. That is one option for a new car vehicle. You also can use oil. I mean, it's personal preference. But if it's a used vehicle and you've got pre-existing rust, then you're going to need to go with oil. And oil is going to last you, we recommend, annual applications because it's a soft, pliable product. It's going to creep and migrate. It's not going to crack, and you're going to have a self-healing kind of a surface. You're going to also have protection inside the body cavities because our oil will creep up to 7 inches, but it's going to wash off over the course of the year, depending on your driving. So you come in, it takes an hour, $200 to $300. It's not a lot of money to extend the life of your vehicle by 10 or 15 years.
Oh,
but
gosh.
It's an annual application.
Gosh, no! I mean, look what people spend on car washes to wash the top of the car. In the course of a year. So
here's something else to consider. Be very careful. Most car washes recycle their water, and the water that they recycle the least is the undercarriage water. There is no way they're removing sodium and any of these liquid de-icing materials that have sticky additives. They're pushing that stuff back up into the areas of your vehicle where it was not designed to be. And it's a big contributing factor to the problem.
So, it's a concern, right? Do any car washes that you know of recycle, or should we just assume none of them do? Or that they all recycle?
You need to ask. Okay.
To ask. Yeah.
Because from an economical standpoint as well as a regulatory standpoint, some of these car washes can go through over 100 gallons on a touchless wash. Think about bringing that water in and getting rid of it. So they recycle, 90% of them probably recycle a certain percentage of their water, and it's going to be your job to find out if
right.
they do.
Right, if they'll actually give you the right answer. Not saying they won't, but
yeah.
You wonder. Go back a minute. We were talking about undercoatings before. What I'm thinking about is, you know, America, just America alone is such a regional problem, right? You've got the heat of Florida, you've got the dust of Texas, you've got a mix of both in Southern California, you've got the Northeast where we have what we have, you've got, you know, everything changes. You know, are there different undercoatings, different products for different parts of the country?
So we're looking for corrosion is corrosion on any metal substrate. Okay. For instance, we just began to franchise. We do have a franchise E that is going to be going into South Carolina, and he's actually in a flood zone. So they're not dealing with the inclement weather that we are, but they have brackish water. So every area is going to be a little bit unique. If you're on the coast, listen, we have people that buy our product in Texas on the coast because salt air is going to corrode. If you drive in the sand dunes and you're getting salt water that way, so it's going to be wherever there's corrosion, and that's likely going to be wherever there's salt water or de-icing materials.
Right, right. Interesting. Hey, Joe, listen, let's pull over, take a pause. When we come back, because I want to give you some time for this one, I want to talk about Mouse Out. You know, I want to talk about the better mouse trap that you literally built for the listeners out there. I'm tired of rodents and cars and critters, as I like to refer to it. And I was reading about what you've created, and I like the idea, so I want to give that some time. If you have a minute, you can stick around for an extra segment. You're good with that?
Sure.
All right. Stay tight, Joe. I'll be right back to you. I'm Ron Ananian and the Car Doctor. We're here today with Joe DuPont of New Hampshire Oil Undercoating. Will return right after this.
Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Welcome back, listeners. Ron Ananian and the Car Doctor. We're here today with Joe DuPont of New Hampshire Oil Undercoating, NewHampshireOilUndercoating.com. And we're talking about protecting your vehicle, right? Something that we all think about from time to time. We should think more about because we want to take better care of it, not just because it's expensive, but because if it's worth owning, it's worth protecting, as Joe says. I've caught him saying that a few times in our conversations off air. So, Joe, let's talk about Mouse Out. When we were pulled away for the pause, we were going to get into that, and you've created a unique product along with your other unique products for taking care of rodents or dealing with rodents in vehicles. Tell us about it.
So, let's maybe recap a little bit of for the person, the listener who doesn't understand the difference between, let's say, conventional undercoating and oil undercoating.
Okay.
Conventional undercoating, like paint rubberized products, will tend to trap moisture and oxygen, and it becomes a lipstick. Eventually, the rust grows, continues to grow, and bleeds its way through. Oil, unlike conventional undercoating, will penetrate down through the rust, and it will displace moisture, remove oxygen. Take either of those out of the equation, it's impossible for oxidation to occur. Okay, oil undercoating started maybe 100 years ago, and I believe the rumor is that, you know, farmers would notice they had no rust where they had oil leaks, and being good farmers, and they would take the old used engine oil, spread it everywhere, and it worked. I've seen it work in my neighborhood. Okay, what we did was we just took a kind of a practice that had some merit, and we engineered and designed a product for the application. So it's now it's more effective, and it's also going to be legal, and it's going to be environmentally friendly. The base of our product is food-grade mineral oil, okay? And we're actually in the process now of coming up with a completely biodegradable. We manufacture the product. We have an in-house lab, and we're constantly improving it. But we use our own product. So 3,000 vehicles go through our shop each year. And we have the first-hand opportunity to understand the problem and use the product. We did notice customers were coming in and telling us that this alleviated a lot of their rodent problems. And we talked to the chemist and said, hey, listen, you know, this is something interesting. As we researched this, we realized that many car manufacturers in their attempt to go green have begun using soy coatings on the wiring harnesses. And this is attracting rodents more so than previously. So what we did was we addressed the three things that they are very sensitive: touch, fear, and smell. They do not like to touch the oil. We added an essential peppermint oil. They do not like the smell of peppermint.
Oh, that's got to drive
and
them crazy.
And we added
an undetectable
to the nose synthetic predatory scent. So they believe there's a predator in the area. They don't really like to walk in the oil, and they really don't like the smell of the peppermint. And our product is non-conductive, so we're able to really essentially kind of eliminate rodent problems as a byproduct or as added value to corrosion protection.
Is it a spray-on, Joe? Is it a separate product? Separate from the oil undercoating, or is it a combination?
It's actually our clear oil. It's just our clear oil with additives, and you can get that in 1 gallon, 5 gallon, 55 gallon, or aerosol cans.
Interesting, cool. What are the other? What you know? Talk a little bit about the other types of equipment that you know a franchisee might use, and then tell me real quick too before we go, because you've got franchise opportunities in case anybody out there wants to get into a career. Because it's fascinating stuff what you guys are doing, and what's that all about?
So we're offering mobile franchise undercoating for about $63,000. You get a fully equipped mobile trailer ready to go. The equipment that we sell, and first of all, anyone that sprays our product, and we have people authorized applicators across the country and in Europe and Russia and Canada. You would come into our shop, you would be required to buy one of our packages, which includes professional equipment. Equipment such as high-pressure air-assisted airless sprayers with 45-degree wands, zip-tip guns, but more importantly, the training. So you come in and you can train. And listen, we also have workshops for the public, and we video a lot of these. So if you go on our YouTube channel, you can find NH Oil Undercoating YouTube channel and watch public workshops, okay? But basically, you need to know where to put the product, and then you need to have the right equipment to get it there. And so our product, most of them are designed specifically for these applications. We even have a program where some of our commercial customers have these very specific pieces of equipment. We will actually work with the manufacturer to design and fabricate accessories for the equipment to get into these difficult-to-reach areas. But you're looking at a basic undercoating gun with just an air compressor will work. You're just going to spend a little more time getting it into some of these tight areas.
Right. I think it's great the way, and I know from doing some, you know, talking to you and doing some reading that you guys are always thinking of the next step and creating different wands, different types of tools to get into different crevices. I think that's great. You guys are constantly developing the product, making a great product even better if that's possible. So kudos to you. Where can the listeners get more information, Joe?
So you can reach us at nhoilundercoating.com. And by the way, we're a family-run business who focuses on solving problems, not making money. We make money if we solve the problem. It's the outgrowth or the byproduct of doing it right.
I love that, and I love that about you guys, that you're a family-run business. Joe, it's been a pleasure, and you're always welcome back, sir. And good luck
in all
that you're doing. You're very welcome. You be well. I'm Ron Ananian, the Car Doctor, and I'll return right after this.
Baby,